Whether you're looking at your content and you're not feeling like it's perfect, right? It's still really powerful to put that out there, because at the end of the day, it's all about the message that you're trying to portray, right? And it's the same for me. It's all about my message. It's not about how it looks. Obviously, that helps. That is adding to the experience when someone is watching my channel, but it's not about how it looks, unless you are genuinely a content creator that is all based on visuals. But me and my friend and loads of other people that want to create something, if you don't put it out there, you'll just keep sitting on your ideas and sitting on your ideas and sitting on your ideas, and nothing will come of it. Like, the best thing to do is just put it out there. Hello, my loves, and welcome to Align Within, a podcast to bring awareness to your most authentic self and guide it in a way to help you ignite the infinite wisdom within your own being and consciousness. Hosted by Lauren Fleck, a multi-passionate, playful, spiritual, authentic freedom seeker who absolutely loves to dive deep into all things spiritual, sacred wisdom, being consciously aware, and unapologetically authentic, just to name a few. So within each episode, we're going to be discussing a range of topics based on new and old age spirituality, found and shared through my own personal experiences, as well as through the experiences of others around me. So we can collectively heal and continue the journey with a more playful and not so serious approach. So take what resonates and leave the rest behind. And if you want to dive deeper, you can follow Align Within for more juicy episodes. All links are within the show notes. So let's jump in. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to yet another video. If you're new here, welcome. And if you are returning, then welcome back, my loves. Thank you so much for being here. Remember to subscribe if you vibe. Hit the thumbs up if you like this video. And don't forget to hit the bell button if you want to be notified of every video that I upload, which is weekly, by the way. Today, I wanted to talk about recovering perfectionism, or just why I'm just tired. I'm tired of being a perfectionist in my creative endeavors in life. Yeah. Basically, hi, hello, I'm Lauren and I'm a recovering perfectionist. Welcome to my video. So today's a perfect example, because basically I'm just having a chit chat with you guys. I'm just having a chit chat with you today because I have started my day with the intention of sitting here recording like 4 to 5 videos. So I've got videos ready and prepared for me to post out. I can't make things perfect, right? And I have tried in my life to do my creative endeavors that I usually do, but try and make them perfect, i.e. like videos that I've put out. I've spent more time and hours on those videos than necessary just to make them quote unquote perfect, when they're never ever perfect in my eyes. There's always an essence of like growing and evolving in those places. But I have literally tried to be perfect in so many areas of my life. And I just find that the way things work for me, especially with my technology that I own and that I use to make these videos and to record this footage and all of that, I can't. It's like not allowing me to get stuck in that energy of like, it needs to be perfect. It needs to be perfect. Like, it doesn't need to be perfect. Nothing is perfect. I am tired of trying to make things perfect. If you find that you're a recovering perfectionist, hey, hello, hi, I get you, I understand you, don't worry, I got you, okay? If you find that you're a recovering perfectionist, then I fully feel you, man. I feel you, sister. I myself, too, have been that person where you'll find, when you are a recovering perfectionist, say you have this idea of a creation that you want to create, you have this idea of something that you want to put out into the world, right? But then you find yourself sitting on that idea for the longest time ever because it's not perfect, because you haven't got the perfect idea yet. And then you come up with this idea and then you don't end up putting it out, and then you come up with another idea and you don't end up putting it out. Or you come up with an idea, you film the footage. Let me use YouTube as an example and my channel as an example, right? You film the footage, and then you don't like what you've actually filmed, so then you just don't put anything out. Or you actually film the footage, you record the audio, you start creating it, but then something isn't how you expected it to be. Something didn't turn out how you wanted it to turn out. So therefore, you just don't bother doing it. And then you halfway through your video decide to just stop editing it because you're like, no, that's not perfect. Sorry, but not everything is going to be perfect. It's just something just happened that was actually is causing... Technology is frustrating me today. I'm feeling very aggravated by it because it's just causing me to not have a nice, easy workflow today. And like I said at the beginning of this video about how I thought I was gonna, you know, smash out all these videos and get all this and that done, and then things have just gotten in the way and caused my workflow to take far longer than it needs to. It just made me laugh and it made me think, oh well, I think we need to talk about perfectionism, because this is just a perfect example of like, things aren't always going to be perfect, things aren't always going to flow easily, and you've just got to accept it and move on. Okay, like, you just have to get on with it, basically. You just have to get on with it, okay? And if you sit on the fact that you want it to be perfect, you're never going to push your stuff out. There'll never be this momentum, this ball rolling in the process of creation. Like, everyone starts off somewhere in their life, in their journey, in their experience, in their creative endeavors. Everyone starts from somewhere. And if you go all the way back to the beginning of each and every person's channel, people that are like super, super duper successful in their YouTube career, or super duper successful in their art career or photography career or musical career, like, you go way back, go way back, right? And it might not be as great as their newest post, for example, right? They might not be as confident in their content from the original process to how they are now, right? But they just put themselves out there. They just started it, regardless of whether it was going to be perfect or not. Now, I know quite a few people, myself included, right, that has done this. I've even had conversations with friends this year about how they don't feel like their content they're creating is as good as this other page, right? For example, so my friend, she's just started her business, and So my friend, and I hope she doesn't mind me talking about this, she has just started her business, right? Bless her, she's doing amazing. She used to have an Instagram page, but she just never posted pictures. She never posted like content on there at all. It just wasn't her thing. I'm actually going to be getting her on this channel because her message is really strong. And the reason why she went on that journey is so powerful and so inspiring. She's started to post on Instagram, and I remember having this conversation with her about her content, because I've obviously been doing content for a really long time. And when you go from just starting out, I understand the feeling of like the fear that comes with it, the fear of showing up, the fear of putting your face out there, the fear of making content if you're not sure what to do, like having to learn it all yourself. We had a conversation and she was worrying about her content not being perfect, basically. And I've been there, and she's talking to me because she knows I know what it's like, right? She was comparing her content to someone who's been doing it for like the longest time, right? So when she showed me what she'd done, I was so impressed with her content straight off the bat. I was like, this is amazing, like, this is so amazing, like, I love what you've done. But to her, it was like, no, but it's not perfect. And then comparing it to someone else's page who's been doing it for the longest time, I just remember saying to her, I was like, listen, that person who done that content started off somewhere, right? She started off from scratch. So if you scroll all the way back, all the way down to the bottom of her page, and you find her content from like 5 years ago, I guarantee you it is not to the quality that it is at now. You have to start somewhere. So whether you're looking at your content and you're not feeling like it's perfect, right, it's still really powerful to put that out there, because at the end of the day, it's all about the message that you're trying to portray, right? And it's the same for me. It's all about my message. It's not about how it looks. Obviously that helps, that is adding to the experience when someone is watching my channel, but it's not about how it looks, unless you are genuinely a content creator that is all based on visuals. But me and my friend and loads of other people that want to create something, if you don't put it out there, you'll just keep sitting on your ideas and sitting on your ideas and sitting on your ideas, and nothing will come of it. The best thing to do is just put it out there. I've been telling a lot of people this because I've been there. Like, I haven't posted videos because I haven't been happy with them. I will tell you an example, actually. I did a vlog with me and my friend Camilla. I literally only posted it a couple of weeks ago, right? It's the second Malta vlog. And I nearly didn't continue to edit that, because there was a scene in it that I thought in my head, I'd imagined it to be this way. And when I actually started watching the footage, there was so much wind you could barely hear us. It was either that or I just use it as like a b-roll type thing. I remember seeing it and it instantly made me feel like I didn't want to put that out there. It was instantly like, I don't want to put this out there now, like, that's annoyed me. It's not how I expected it to be, it's not how I wanted it to be, it's not perfect. But then I went back to it and I carried on editing. And do you know what? It turned out great. And I had such a great time finishing off editing it. I enjoy editing vlogs anyway. I always find it really fun to do. So I actually had the best time continuing to edit that. And I'm so glad I did. And now the video's live on YouTube. And now it's a beautiful memory that I can come back to in years down the line and just be like, wow, look what we did, Camilla. We had such a great time. It's really hard. It's challenging sometimes being a perfectionist because you end up not being ever fully content and happy with what you've made. And I think that's what has been one of the problems for me in the past and the problems for other people is that you make something and then you're not happy with it and then you pick it apart and edit it so much that you sometimes cut out some really potent parts and potent points. It's like with YouTube videos. For me, when I first started making my podcast episodes, right, this is a perfect example actually. And today, again, I'm going to go and move on to that. Just a quick intervention, my loves. Don't forget to subscribe if you vibe. Give us a thumbs up if you like this video. Leave a comment down in the comment section below if you have taken anything from this video that has really resonated with you, and hit the bell button if you want to get notified of every single time I upload. I upload a video every single week, so stay tuned for that. It's my first ever podcast. I was like, right, this has got to be good because it's my first podcast. It's my first full episode. I need this to be right. I've got to, you know, set up my space right. I've got to make sure I have a nice backdrop, nice mic, got my camera. And then I recorded. It just made me check then. I recorded my full episode and it wasn't until I finished recording and then I thought, let me check the mic. Did I turn that on? And I looked down at the mic and it was switched off. And I was like, so basically I recorded the whole episode through my camera and my iMac. I was so pissed off about it because I was like, oh, for God's sake, like it's my first episode. It's a podcast. Like audio is so important when you're listening to podcasting. It is also on my YouTube channel though. So go and check it out if you like that kind of stuff. But yeah, I was just like, oh. And then there were so many times I went back and forth with the idea of like, should I just delete it and redo it so that I have good audio? And I had this battle with myself for a while. And I just thought, do you know what? No, that is not what this is about. Just put it out there. You spent so much time sitting there and creating it just because you want a good audio quality. This is a one-off now. You're learning from your mistakes. And that is another thing, right? If you put something out there that you're not completely happy with, but you have done what you can to make it the best it can be. Because I think at the end of the day, you have given your 100% of 80%. Does that make sense? So, you know, when they say, oh, put 100% into your passions, right? And if what you've created is only 80% of what you want your 100% to be, you have still put your 100% into that 80%. Does that make sense? Okay. So no matter what, you've still put 100% of energy and time and love and care into your creation. And people will see that. People will completely see that and vibe with it and be like, this is sick. You know, you're going to have people out there that are going to like vibe with what you've done. 100%. There's always someone out there into what you're into. There's always someone out there that enjoys what you create. There's always someone out there that likes what you say, likes what you do, resonates with your energy, resonates with your words, resonates with what it is that you're creating. I just put it out there and I had to let go of the attachment of the perfectionism. And that happened, but not just the first episode, but the second episode as well. And there's been so many things that have happened. I think one of my episodes, if you listen to it, there's one section in that episode where you hear the audio quality switch to my camera, because as I was going through the editing, I must have forgotten to turn the camera audio off on the editing app that I was using. So there's just a section, a really small section, that you can hear my camera audio and then it goes back to the mic audio. And I only realized once I'd posted it live on YouTube and I rewatched it, because I always rewatch my videos as soon as I've posted my videos. I'll always rewatch it from the beginning until the end. It's good for you to do that, by the way, if you have a YouTube channel, to just watch it straight away. But yeah, so I was listening and I was like, oh damn it, I'm so annoyed I missed that. And then I was just like, you know what, it is what it is. People might be like, oh, she forgot to turn the audio off there, but it's not going to be the end of the world. Okay, it's not the end of the world. It's out there at the end of the day, and it's not about that small little minor audio quality. At the end of the day, for me, it's about my message that I'm sharing. If I had deleted this first episode, I may have not remembered certain things that I said in that episode that could have been really, really impactful for some people to hear. And then the second episode, oh my gosh, I was having a battle with that for the longest time because I recorded from two separate spaces. So I had my camera and my phone and I was recording from both. And then I was having to like shift all the audios and all that together, right? And the amount of times I'd said to my partner, I'm so tempted to redo it. And you know how long the episode was? It was like 2 hours long and I had to edit it down. And that's why I was like, I don't know whether I'm going to put this out there, because I said like so much in it, and I said so much in it. It's been something that bothers me every time I'm recording or editing. I notice how much I say like, I notice how much I say in my content, that I have to cut quite a lot of it out, and it just takes a lot of time. And the fact that this video was 2 hours long, it was taking me so much time. I was just thinking, oh, well, I could just redo it. I can make it shorter and it doesn't have to be as long. And my partner was like, why? Just keep it. And I was like, yeah, actually, I might as well just keep it, because it's taken me so much time to edit already so much, and then to record it and all of this. So I had to just release the attachment to the perfectionism. Just put it out there. Who cares about all these little things and these parts? And just put it out there. At the end of the day, you've got to get down to the root of why you're doing it, and the root of why it actually lights you up, and the root of why you find happiness within it. You know, get down to the root of that. For me, it's all about the message. It's all about the message. So my quality could be a little bit shit, but my message is so powerful that actually that reaches through to people. I think just adding these elements to it eventually, it helps you sharpen things up a little bit and just make it that little bit tighter over time. But you've got to release the attachment to it being perfect from the get-go, because it's never going to be perfect. And it's definitely not perfect for me now, even still. You know, I record and I edit, I think, at a very basic level. Personally, like, even just down to like using a mic, that confused the hell out of me at first. And I was like, but now I actually really like it. I enjoy holding it and I enjoy having that, and it's fun. And I talk for my hands anyway, so it gives me something to hold in my hand, so I'm not like flapping my hands around everywhere. For today, for example, as I said at the beginning, I started off thinking my workflow would be nice and flowy, and I had all day and everyone's out of the house, quiet time to record, perfect, right? Doesn't happen often. And then I sit here and I start recording, my camera's fully charged, and then midway through my conversation that I'm having to the camera, the temperature's too hot and it just shuts itself down, and then I'm like, shit. So then I have to stop, and then I'm having to remember what I've said, and then I've got to give my camera time to like cool down, press and record, I'm chatting away, and then I look down and I realize that my recording through my mic has stopped, and I don't know when that stopped. It stopped ages ago. So that means that there's a certain section where I'm just going to be hearing camera quality audio rather than mic quality audio, and then hit play again, started recording on my camera again, and then my camera literally decided to get too hot and overheat, and then it shut down, and I was like, classic. And it was just these things that you just think, my gosh, that video is not going to be perfect. But you know what, at the end of the day, it's about the message. And I could go, oh, screw it, I can just do it all over again, but why? Just do it, just put it out there. Like, everyone starts somewhere, and I'm sure what you create is amazing. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemies, we can be our biggest inner critic. I have definitely been my biggest inner critic. Get down to the root of why you enjoy doing it. You don't enjoy it for it to be perfect, do you? You just create because you want to create. When you're creating from a joyous place, from a fun place, from a place that is lighting you up, you can tell it comes across better in whatever it is that you make. When you come from a place of like, okay, I need to make this perfect, this needs to be perfect, it can end up becoming quite robotic. I still don't know to this day how to intro my videos. And there's been a few times, if you go back on my channel and you see some of my videos from like a few years ago, you'll see that at one point I remember I had a script, but now I'm just like, I just go with what I'm feeling on that day, and I don't necessarily have like a specific intro that I start off with, and I just start with how I feel I want to start, and I end with how I feel I want to end. I don't have a specific script like I used to at some point, because that just wasn't working for me, because it felt too robotic, because I was trying to be perfect. I was trying to add this perfectionism to my videos and stuff. Don't get me wrong, I still try and add elements to it to just enhance the viewing experience for you guys, because it matters to me. It does matter to me. But when it comes from a place of like trying to be perfect, that's when it's like, oh, this isn't feeling as good. So just try and do it from a fun place, a fun, loving, gentle, kind place. Kind, loving, and gentle to yourself, from yourself. But yeah, I'm tired of being a perfectionist. Who's with me? Who is with me? Are you with me? Right now, I'm currently sweating. I'm so hot. I'm absolutely roasting. But there's also another thing about perfectionism, right? You find, right, if you batch create your content, you tend to like change your outfit every time. That's what I've done anyway. I recorded a video before I recorded this wearing the same thing, and I just could have changed it, and I was like, can't be arsed. At the end of the day, everyone knows that we all, you know, batch create, and when we batch create, we change our clothes, and it's only to just change up the scene a little bit more. What I will say, to stop yourself from being a recovering perfectionist, right, the next thing that you create, just put it out there. if you want to share stuff online and you're more so concerned about what other people are going to think, just remember to come back down to the root of why you enjoy doing it and share from that space. And if something scares you to share it, just share it. Something that you love and something that you want to do, you want to share, but you've been resisting it because it's not perfect, then I invite you to share. I give you the permission slip to share. To just share. Go for it. Do it. You got this. I'm sure it's incredible. I'm sure it's amazing. We are our own worst inner critic, and people love our work sometimes more than we love it. And I can say that from experience, because there is someone in my life that creates stuff on a regular daily basis. And every time I absolutely love what they create, I absolutely love what they do. Such vibes, but they are their own worst inner critic and not necessarily enjoying every single thing, liking it but not being like excited about it, whereas I'm excited about it every time because I'm just like, this is amazing, this is so amazing, celebrating you. So I'm celebrating all of you. Welcome to the Recovering Perfectionist group. Welcome. I'm trying to be less of a perfectionist with my videos, with my editing, because it just takes so much more time and I don't have time to take too much time on these videos. I don't. For me, it's like learning to just be comfortable with my ums and be comfortable with my likes and be comfortable with being imperfect, because we are all imperfect. We are all perfectly imperfect. That's a good term. I believe we are all perfectly imperfect. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So take from this what you will. If this resonated with you, leave a comment down in the comment section below what resonated with you the most. Thank you so much for watching. I'm sending you so much love. I'm so grateful for you all. And yeah, have a wonderful, gorgeous, most beautiful, transformative, light, joyful day. Much love. Bye.